I can bring home the bacon fried up in a pan and never let you forget who I am, 'cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. 'Cause I'm a woman, W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio.
Reach for me like the petals of a rose, bloom in its season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soil, the life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand, let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land. We will heal this land. We will heal this land. Reach for me. Reach for me. Reach for me. Reach for me. Reach for me like the petals of a rose, bloom in its season, gentle and slow. My body is the mountain, the ocean, the river, the sand and the soil, the life giver, so come on now, my friend. Speak to me, help me understand, let us walk together. Take my hand and we will heal this land. We will heal this land. We will heal this land.
Hello, this is Tracy Timmons on the Word of Mom Radio Network, and as we always do on the fourth Monday of every month, we have another Positively Entertaining with Beth Hilton, and we were just listening to Heal, one of the incredible tracks from the album of Beth's guest today. Hi, Beth, how are you? I'm going to let you talk about the guest.
Oh, hi, Tracy. Well, it's been an amazing month, I will say that in a positive way, being positively entertaining here.
Yes.
Amazingly challenging for many of us. So
yes.
We're happy to be able to join everyone again this month. It almost didn't happen. And
Well, and I think most of our listeners know that you're out there on the West Coast. So I know things have been a little crazy and hairy out there, but everybody's safe in your family.
Yes, I've been fine. I haven't been threatened. I've been more worried about others. You know, that's been my only touch. And just trying to activate and, you know, gather things and make donations and do a little bit extra, as we should all do at times like this. And, you know, the kids came together and did some packages to give to those in need. And
wonderful.
You know, it's great to see that, and we have to keep our positivity and focus on the good and just keep pushing forward. And so really, actually, our guest today was more impacted about all of that than I was, but I'm sure she wants to just have a great time and talk about her music today, and we'll forget all that.
Shift into some calming and relaxing music and right.
Well, I'm happy to introduce Kimberly Haynes today. And Kimberly has been an acquaintance of mine and a friend for several years. I'm not even quite sure how many. And I'd just like to say that she has had a very transformative year, and yet she has done it with such grace. And I really enjoy seeing her on her Facebook page and how she takes, you know, things within her life and just finds a really sensible yet spiritual and elegant way to share it with the rest of us and make sense of it all. So
wonderful.
That's all I'm going to say for the moment. Welcome, Kimberly.
Hi. Is that Tracy talking?
Yes. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, Tracy. Hi, Beth. Hi, both
hi
of you.
There.
It's so great to be here.
Thank you. So, you
so
sound
great
good.
To
you have. sound energized and all good there.
Yeah. I was really delighted to receive an invitation to be with you all today, and I've been looking forward to it.
Thanks. Good. Well, can I read a little bit, just to give everyone a background on you, a little bit from your website?
Please.
And if anyone wants to follow along, Kimberly has an awesome name for her website. It's musicmedicinewoman.com.
Hmm.
And that's exactly what she is. Kimberly, you have some amazing new pictures on your site, too. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Those are compliments of Mark Marianovich.
Great. So colorful and light, and that's what we need right now as we go into the season of light.
Thank you. Yeah.
So on the about section, I'm just going to read that first paragraph because we get into this in the music. Kindled by an awareness of divine guidance and conscious connection with spirit, singer-songwriter Kimberly Haynes expresses her musical art in a synthesis of uplifting songs in the style of world, folk, pop, and sacred chanting in the languages of English, Sanskrit, Hebrew, Spanish, and Portuguese. Kimberly's enrapturing sonic portals deliver the listener directly into the heart space. And yes, I would say absolutely. And, you know, I think you remind me of kind of like a modern Joni Mitchell. Have you heard that before?
My goodness, what an amazing compliment. Wow.
And yet more worldly, you know, more world sounds.
Mm.
So
world sounds, yes.
Yeah. So if you know, the moms out there love that. And I've heard some of your critics describe your music as like the perfect soundtrack for, you know, the busy woman driving and being able to be uplifted while driving and have someone that really connects with them.
Nice, and driving can be so stressful.
Yeah, especially here.
Yeah, exactly.
So I do want to ask you about your new album, but before we do that, I need to share even a little bit more about your background because it's easy to picture, you know, Kimberly, so lovely, such a wonderful performer, and not realize that, you know, she's not just this lovely singer-songwriter. She has got this amazing background with 30-plus years of vocal pedagogy. Did I say that right?
Mm-hmm.
20 years study of sacred music around the world, 20 years of Jewish studies and cantorial service in a Los Angeles synagogue, deep continuous study of yogic science, 5 years of sound healing apprenticeship, 5 years of South American ritual apprenticeship, 4 years of study of kirtan and leading sacred song circles, founding yoga, a voice and vibration, like a workshop, and a new business, actually, that we'll talk about later, Your Life on Purpose. So
yes.
You've won awards along the way, and, you know, I could go on and on, but we do want to know about the music, but that's an incredible background, and I feel
who
like...
Who is that you're talking about?
I know, and I feel like just now you're bringing it all together. Like, that's what we do as women. We have to get, you know, to this point in the sort of mid-range of our lives for it to all come together and be amazing. And I feel
it's
like
true.
You're right there.
It really is. It does take that time for everything to, you know, be cooked in the heat of life.
Yeah.
Right?
That's
a
good way to put it. So tell us about the new album, In Dreams. And I think it's a very deep album. Your first album, Awaken Me, I found very spiritual and entertaining, but I feel like In Dreams is very deep work.
Yes. Those songs are very close to my heart. And they're all songs that came out of a meditation group that I sat with for 5 years, this sound healing, South American ritual type community. And within the context of our gatherings, I would sing these songs, and my friend Douglas Hurt commissioned this album. So he really wanted to have these songs to listen to on a more regular basis than our monthly gatherings. And so he commissioned the CD, and it really, it was supposed to just be like a kind of, you know, something just for him. But as we got into the studio and the songs started taking shape and their beauty really started to emerge, we both just felt like it's more than, you know, for one person. Let's get this out to the community, the wider world, as much as possible. And so we did that, and it was circuitous. It took quite a longer amount of time than we had planned. But I think the final result we're both so happy with. And Vito Gregoli engineered this and was a huge part of the whole thing coming together. I really feel like Vito and Doug and I were a team creating In Dreams.
That's amazing. So that's a really unique way for an album to come about, you know, especially in this day and age.
Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And very organic.
Yes. And I was delighted to have someone else want to, you know, put something together.
Yeah, thanks. We'll help.
Yeah, exactly. I'm always, you know, I feel like so much of the time I'm trying to make something out of nothing, right? Like we have to create these things. It's a thought, and then we speak it, and then, you know, then we have to put our will into it, and finally it emerges into the real world. But it's such a big process to be doing it on your own.
It really is, and we've talked about that many times. Well, I think the fact that this came out of your South American ritual group, is that the same one?
Yes.
Oh, then that explains our next song a little bit, Pinta. Pinta has that sound, yeah.
Well, I just want to say a couple words about Heal This Land. This song, Heal This Land, that you played a moment ago, was written by Tina Malia, who is a hero of mine and a friend and a sister. And, you know, just want to really give her the acknowledgement for writing such an amazing song.
And such a strong beat. And did she ever perform that song? Because she has performed it
live, and I was amazed. Yes, because if you listen to it on the album, it's like, how would you do this live? But she pulls it off. It's really amazing.
Wow.
And my version here is, you know, considerably different, but I, you know, I'm so happy to say that she blessed it. And,
so glad you mentioned that. I really didn't know because I hadn't had time to read that part of the notes if it's in there, or I didn't notice that. So,
yeah.
And you know, she is it was actually one of her shows in Venice where I first heard you. Remember you popped up and did that one song?
Yes, exactly.
At her show?
I do.
And right then I sat up and I said, whoa, where's that voice coming from?
You know, nice.
You two have a distinctive style. You know, you're not alike. So, you know, but very complimentary, you know, in a show situation. You know, so I was like, wow.
Yeah, that was like a dream come true, right?
I think I even said something to you, and you're kind of like, oh, I'm not really a singer or something. Like, kind of like, you know.
What?
Well, of course you are.
Oh, my
God. I think I must have said something. Maybe it was more about an album because you didn't have the albums then.
Right.
So I think it was sort of, I got in my head that it was like, oh, she's, you know, she's not in that kind of mode, you know,
of
being an indie recording artist or something.
Right.
You know? So of course you've been doing all the other
things. All the other things. Yeah. Right.
Yeah. But you're a performer now. I've seen you recently.
Right.
Hold it down. So, yeah.
Thank you.
You've taken that step. So tell us about Pinta.
Yeah, so Pinta is a song that was written by, you know, a native person to the South American country. I mean, just, you know, an Indian. He would be considered an Indian. Mm-hmm. And wrote this beautiful song about, you know, the great painter, right? The one who paints the sky every morning, the one who paints our beautiful flowers and trees and, you know, streams and mountains. And It's such a magical song, and although I sing it in Spanish, the English words are on my website if you go to lyrics. So mm-hmm. for the listeners, it's worth reading them. They're just so beautiful, mm-hmm. and it's kind of a long song, so I won't, you know, go into it all here. Yeah. But those are there for anyone who wants to see the words. And this song, I've been singing it, you know, for years in our gatherings, and so I recorded it, and we were getting ready to go to press, and I woke up one morning and I thought, you know what? I should probably have someone listen to this before I let it go. Just feeling very confident about my Spanish. I don't speak right. Spanish at all, you know. And so I called my good friend, Jesus Florido, and he listened for me.
Yeah,
he's,
I
like,
Jesus.
He's like, oh, honey, I need to come over.
Oh.
So he came over and I had to re-record the whole song.
Oh, no.
Whole song.
My gosh.
And
he thought of that.
He selflessly coached me, you know, for hours. And and then I practiced because then I had to get out of habits that I had developed, you know.
Yeah.
And so anyway, it was an act of love. He didn't want me to embarrass myself.
Well, it sounded good to me, but I'm no judge of that, of course.
Well, now the Spanish is perfect.
Okay, good. Well, let's listen. Yeah.
Pinta una bella flor bañada por la luz del sol. Pinta vuelo de un ave que de su jaula escapó. Canta y siente la mar que produce la canción. Danza y mueve tu cuerpo en espirales hacia el sol. Pinta una gran montaña elevándose al cielo. Valles de mil colores, poesías del silencio. El árbol de la vida alimentando la creación, caminos despejados por la fuerza del amor. Pinta, 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 pinta. Pinta la noche oscura con estrellas luminosas. Pinta el gran desierto así lleno de rosas, planta la semilla del arco iris, es la cura, rociar cada mañana bendiciones de luz pura.
Isn't that beautiful and really upbeat and just has that wonderful flavor to it that makes you want to dance?
Yeah, love it. Love it. Beth, let's take a quick pause here just to say thank you to our sponsors, and then we can start talking about the next song.
Sounds good.
Hi, it's Dori DiCarlo, founder of Safety Bags, Inc., a line of clear bags and backpacks there to assist with safety issues in schools, offices, airports, different workplaces, public venues, and sports arenas. Both professional and college sports have now adopted a clear bag policy. Anything larger than the palm of your hand has to be clear. With that in mind, we've launched stadiumbags.com for the dedicated sports fan and more. We've been featured on GMA's Deals and Steals, on AsSeenOnTV.pro with Kevin Harrington, the original shark from Shark Tank, Worldwide Business with Kathy Ireland, InStyle TV, and more. Our clear mini backpack, mini messenger bag, and tote bag in four colors meet the size requirements for both pro and college sports. You can visit us at stadiumbags.com, and you'll see why we're the clear choice, because safety It's in the bag.
Today on Positively Entertaining with Beth Hilton, we have a special sponsor just specifically for Kimberly Haynes, DharmapalaRecords.com. That's DharmapalaRecords.com. Dharmapala Records, eclectic and enlightened songs for the discriminating listener. Music that moves you, music that soothes you, where hearing is believing.
We all know a survivor. Some of our friends and family have made it through difficult times. Some of us don't make it. Losing a loved one to cancer, a car accident, or any other unfortunate event can be crippling and unavoidable. But one of the hardest subjects to talk about is suicide. Too often, our youth decide that leaving this place is easier than facing the struggle forced upon them every day. More than one in four children go through some form of bullying or another. Most of us survive with scars, but for some, the inner demons created cannot be recognized or treated in time to ensure they make it through. Bullying in every form is very much avoidable. It starts with me, and it starts with you. This is Kelly Carius from No Such Thing as a Bully, reminding you to do your part when you see bullying happen. If you don't know what that is, call 403-447-4404 or go to nosuchthingasabully.com.
And we're back, and this is Tracy Timmons on the Word of Mom Radio Network with Beth Hilton and Positively Entertaining, and our guest for today, Kimberly Haynes.
Hello.
So we have, hello. We have just one more song from In Dreams to share, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah, let's jump right into that one. Go ahead and tell us about it. I won't even try to pronounce it. You go.
Okay. So the song is called Beado, and mm-hmm. these Beado is two lines of a larger prayer in the Jewish prayer book mm-hmm. that is chanted every Shabbat. Mm-hmm. And also these two lines are, for Jewish people, they're very often lines that one would repeat or chant when going into the hospital or going through any kind of a medical procedure. So my soul I give to you, my spirit in your care. Draw me near, I shall not fear, safely in your hand. And then the Hebrew is also, you know, it's very, very beautiful. And the melody was written by a local Jewish musician. His name is Craig Taubman, and he mm-hmm. He's part of a synagogue here in Los Angeles. Very prolific musician, extremely talented, and I'm very happy to, you know, have permission to record his beautiful version of this prayer. And we had a lot of fun doing this song, and we did it over and over again. Just to get it just right, you know, with
right.
the bowls and the bells and placing them all in just such a way that, you know, it really rings the in the heart, you know,
mm-hmm.
just so that one can really drop into the moment with this beautiful chant.
Great. Wonderful. So it's an ancient prayer or chant, is
yes.
that right?
Yes.
And with a modern
melody.
Arrangement to it and
yes,
melody.
With the modern mm-hmm. melody and my arrangement of just
arrangement.
Bowls and bells and yes.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. So it's this very sweet song, and I sing it every time I lead the Shabbat services with Rabbi Miriam here in mm-hmm. Los Angeles about once a month. Every week they chant the Beado, which is a part of the Adonolam prayer.
Right, right. I think I met her at your last show.
You did. Yes, you did. She's so sweet. Oh, my
lovely,
gosh.
Yeah.
She is one woman who, man, she walks the talk.
Uh-huh.
She is the real deal.
Well, she was out late that night supporting.
I know. They all were. It was so sweet of them all coming.
That's
on.
That's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. Okay. Well, I can't wait to hear.
Adonai.
Fascinating. I always find Hebrew to be just very, I don't know, uplifting, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Really
it
beautiful.
Really touches a really deep place, doesn't
mm-hmm,
it?
Yeah.
It's there's something about that language that is just very, well, words,
it's
I don't
familiar,
know.
Familiar, too. It is.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. There's a familiarity to it. You know, it's like
yeah,
I can just,
yeah.
Definitely going to be playing this at the holidays. And I can't wait to share. And, you know, I feel like that's another part of the gift of this music, your music. And, you know, I have so many world music friends everywhere. But it's a wonderful way to share and teach other cultures and the beauty of other cultures as well.
Yeah.
Especially to the kids. And that's what we need to do because, you know, we have to bring folks together and you know, share that beauty at a young age. And I know you're very mindful in your own life towards that, too.
Yes. My kids are like, Mom, can we, like, listen to some chill pop or something? I probably should work in some chill pop or whatever it's called. I don't know what they call that stuff.
That's funny. Yeah, so I wonder, let's talk maybe about your life on purpose, the new business. And has the site launched? Is everything launching yet? Or
the site has not launched. Nothing has mm-hmm. launched yet. I'm in development with it, but I am working with it. You know, I have been serving in my synagogue as a cantorial soloist along with my rabbi and serving in life cycle events. And mm-hmm. I have been with the work that I've been doing with sound healing and with ritual. I've been working with people in their spiritual lives for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
But I haven't been doing it in a formal way, you know.
Right.
So I'm opening up into a spiritual mentoring mm-hmm. website, and so Your Life on Purpose is where I'm offering spiritual mentoring, life mentoring with a you know a spiritual umbrella. So mm-hmm. you know with the idea of it's a spiritual solution. Like if we can feel more connected with ourselves, we can meet our lives externally in a grounded and anchored way, you know,
mm-hmm.
we're anchored within
Definitely.
Ourselves, in our own spirit, whether you know, are atheist or, you know, religious, it's
mm-hmm.
it's not really a question of that, but it's being anchored in your own spirit.
And being able to connect in that way.
And
or
able
connect
to
for guidance.
Way. Mm-hmm. And yes, finding purpose and finding guidance and knowing how to locate it inside you. Because a lot of times I'm like, I don't know what to do, you know. I feel this, but I also feel that. And how to navigate those waters with having that spiritual connection. So
Absolutely.
Your life on purpose is exactly what it says. You know, how do we live our lives on purpose, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, as opposed to pinballing through, right?
Yes.
Which I often find myself going, boink, 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 boink. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Wait, what was my goal?
right. So
did I have one?
Right. And part of mentoring in this way is, you know, being able to guide people in through their, yes, we do have a goal, and here are the steps, you know, that we can outline steps of how to get to that goal and know when we're getting off track of that goal. And
mm-hmm.
So... So this is what your life on purpose is going to be about, and I will have, one-on-one available, and also group things available, and inspirational things available on the website, and I'm really looking forward to this. Music is a huge, massive part of what I do and who I am. But it's not the only thing.
Right. I was going to say, will you incorporate not just your music, but other world music
to help people
meditate or whatever it is they need?
Yeah.
Because it is such a immersive tool. I've been taking a world religion class Monday night.
Oh, wow.
In fact, I'm looking forward to it tonight.
Nice.
I forget what we're getting into tonight, but it's been fantastic, and I only wish that there was actual music samples to go along with it all.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I can see how, again, this is just what we encourage all of our audience to do, is work towards incorporating all parts of yourselves.
Exactly. And in our culture, we're so driven with, mind and achievements, external achievements. But meanwhile, inside, we're just going, what am I doing this for?
Mm-hmm.
So being able to take a breath and go, okay, wait a minute. Are my life values lining up with what I'm doing?
Right.
Fantastic. Your life on purpose.
Well, I've seen some of the workshops and, have tried numerous times, but with a working, traveling husband, I can't often get away for a whole weekend. And leave my child alone in the house to fend for himself with a bucket of ramen or something.
Well, I'm planning to make some shorter things,
Well, they look very, very rich and well put together. And, I do look forward to joining you. And Tracy, if you're back in California sometime, you come too.
Definitely. It sounds really wonderful. Next time I'm out there, we'll have to try to make that happen.
Awesome.
So I know that we're going to close out with one of the songs from Kimberly's original album. And what I actually want to do is, because once we lead into it, I want to actually not even do any more talking, so I'm just going to also let the audience know that if they tune in tomorrow, our business spotlight tomorrow is on Renee Hribar. She is a business coach and a TEDx speaker, and she works with people on increasing their sales while also having a work-life balance, so that's what tomorrow's business spotlight show is going to be. And Beth, I'd love for Kimberly to set up the last song for us.
Yeah, and I do want her to repeat again her website. Will people be able to connect to everything from Music Medicine Woman Kimberly, or should they also Google you? Because I know I Googled
they should
you
be able to find everything right now. Should be able to find everything you need on musicmedicinewoman.com. Musicmedicinewoman.com. And when I launch Your Life on Purpose, it will be yourlifeonpurpose.net. And I will have a link from my website too. They'll be linked.
Yeah. I'm seeing that Kimberly's website also links to Amazon and iTunes, and there's yoga and different stuff here. So it looks like they can find pretty much everything Kimberly here on musicmedicinewoman.com.
It's pretty comprehensive. Yeah.
One
beautiful
top holiday shopping.
Thank you.
I agree with Beth too. Your photos are just stunning on the website.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Support the music, especially for the holidays, and especially for other women who just need a friendly voice to keep the encouragement going.
Thank you so much. And Awaken Me is the title track for this album, which I released in 2016. And it came out of one of those nights of meditation, and I was just holding my drum and kind of humming, and then the words started to come, awaken me, and for my family, so that I'm not in the past or in the future. I can actually be here right now, for my community, for everyone I come in contact with, that I can be in a state of presence in the moment right here. And that's a prayer I carry with me all the time, and that's why I chose that as the name of the album. That's my setup.
Okay. Excellent. Kimberly, thank you so much. I'm glad we finally got to do this. And
me too. Thank you. It's been such a delight to be with you both.
Yeah, and you truly are a seeker and an amazing voice that I'm glad we could help to share with all of our friends here on Positively Entertaining.
Thank you. Thank you so much. What a wonderful thing you're doing there, Tracy and Beth.
Thank you.
So on behalf of Dori DiCarlo, Beth Hilton, and myself, Tracy Timmons, on Positively Entertaining here at the Word of Mom Radio Network, we'll take you out on the beautiful sounds of Awaken Me.
Awaken me, awaken me, awaken me.